Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And as we continue our position battle series, we're going to take a look at the linebackers. And certainly you have the trio of Jerod Mayo, Dante Hightower, and Jamie Collins. You kind of look at this, there's a lot of question marks here, a lot of depth, but depth with guys who have played predominantly special teams, haven't really been ingrained into that starting role with the Patriots. What do we see here? Who's someone that you think could break out or could surprise us?
Million-dollar question, Jackie. You mentioned the top three in Collins, Hightower, and Mayo. Of course, Jerod Mayo's had such a great career for the Patriots, but the last two seasons cut short by injuries, the torn pec 2 years ago last year, the knee injury. Dante Hightower played with a torn labrum at the end of last year and still made a game-saving tackle of Marshawn Lynch at the one-yard line before Malcolm Butler's interception sealed Super Bowl 49, and he really had a breakout year, I think, in his third season for the Patriots. So those two guys on the road to recovery, trying to get back for week one for the Pats. Certainly one would think, though, they'll proceed with caution. Yeah. Dane Fletcher's a guy. You mentioned players with experience and special teams experience, especially. Fletcher's a guy who had a lot of that with the Pats before going to Tampa Bay last year. We did see him two seasons ago playing a bit defensively for New England. He's back in the fold here, along with another guy who I think bears watching as a second-year member of the Patriots, Darius Fleming. Made an impact last year in special teams, including a fumble recovery in the AFC Championship against Indianapolis. Maybe now he's got his opportunity to play more snaps defensively for New England.
There's a lot of things that could change, theoretically, for the linebacker group.
And still, there's opportunities for the Patriots to make some moves between now and the start of the season, and certainly the heart of the season.
Right.
Last year we saw them bring in a guy like Jonathan Casillas and Akeem Ayers being another acquisition well into the year.
Right, absolutely. So this is by far, I think, one of the most intriguing positions just because there are so many unknowns. But that will do it for Bob and myself as we get closer and closer to training camp. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.